You're listening to episode number 1914 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, February 24th, 20. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The most formal type of dress for men is white tie, not black tie.
Ooh.
A white tie tuxedo requires a coat with tails, a white bow tie,
yes,
and a wing collar. How
that
do you know
true.
This? I didn't know that. And I'm
a dude. I don't think I knew it. I honestly.
I mean, it makes sense.
I see when someone's in a white tie with tails, it's like, oh, that's fancy.
It is fancy.
More so than just regular tux.
And random. The first time snowflake was used in its current form to describe someone sensitive, fragile, and needing to be coddled was in Fight Club.
And you know what? That's on my watch list, and I have never seen that.
The reason we don't talk about snowflakes is because the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. Guinness, it's true. Guinness officially says their beer isn't black. It is... quote, dark ruby red. And I, by the way, happen to have a six-pack of Guinness out in the fridge.
It's
in the
dark
garage.
Ruby red?
I'm gonna have to put that one to the
test. I just thought it was dark brown. I didn't think it was black.
Horses can't breathe through their mouth. I didn't know this. Only through their nose.
Huh.
It's Who Cares News time. What's going on?
Nearly 2 years after the Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, and 50 others... one of which is Mossimo, after they were indicted in the nationwide college admissions scandal. It's been 2 years.
Can you believe it's been 2 years?
No.
I mean, it seemed like only yesterday when we were kissing Felicity goodbye to go to jail for 7 days. Bye, well, Felicity.
Only yesterday when Aunt Becky was still Aunt Becky.
Bye, Aunt Becky. Don't let anybody become your bitch. Become anybody else's bitch. Remember what Martha Stewart taught you about surviving prison.
That's right. So now that it's been 2 years, Netflix...
Of course.
It's going to take a close look at the scam.
Oh, my God. Here it comes.
But not only that. Mm. Not only are they going to look at Aunt Becky.
No.
And good old Mossimo.
Yeah.
But the alleged mastermind, Rick Singer.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the documentary would be called...
I can tell you're impressed.
Real impressed. Operation Varsity Blues.
Wait a minute. That's not original. Isn't that what they called the whole case? The FBI came up with that name, not Netflix. Oh, come on, you guys. Now, this is a documentary.
Yes.
Is it a docudrama where they make stuff up? You know, like in the OJ thing where they kind of made some stuff up? They didn't follow the... letter of the law there. John Travolta had
a
little improvisation in that. But, you know, they do that.
Yeah.
They'll go, based on true facts.
So this is going to take a deeper look at the man
at the
center of the scheme.
How deep can this be?
I know.
He cheated people. He took their money and he ran for the hills until he got caught.
Oopsie.
Got caught.
Operation Varsity Blues, just so you can schedule this in your phone. Start streaming on March 17th.
Oh, that's St. Patrick's Day. Another reason to party.
You know,
we can make this a drinking game. I'm ready for this. I'm so ready for this. We'll take Thursday off. We'll sit down with this Netflix thing. And instead of being Netflix and chill, it'll be Netflix and drink. I'm there.
Okay,
I'm
it
there.
Sounds good.
Take a shot every time Aunt Becky looks and says, I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. Guilty.
The teaser for the doc features Singer himself on the phone with someone concerned that they will get caught lying about donations to a college water polo team.
No need to be concerned. Just give me your check.
We know that wasn't Aunt Becky on the phone about the college water polo team because her girls
didn't play water
obviously
polo.
Obviously did rowing.
They didn't row either. We've established
I know
this.
That.
We keep establishing this. They don't row.
There's going to be interviews. Narrative recreations, FBI's wiretap conversations.
See? Wiretapping.
Yeah. Yep. Hard-hitting news.
I'm saying it's drinking game fodder.
I don't even know that you're ready for this.
You know, What?
I don't know.
What?
All right.
I'm sitting over here.
Against my better judgment. I'm gonna tell you about it. Who's your girl, baby? Who's your girl?
Well, in the brochure for our show, it says only slightly obsessed with Halle Berry. That's how I describe myself. Only slightly.
Well, Halle Berry, baby, she's opening up about her first ever kiss, and she revealed that it was with a girl.
No.
Yes.
Really?
You're such a
perv. Oh, my.
So in an episode.
Wait. Oh, my. I got to do the
there you
George
go.
Takei. Oh, my.
Does that feel good?
Not yet. I didn't get to kiss her. This mouse kissed a girl. Yes.
So in an episode of her new Instagram live show, Bad and Bougie.
Yeah.
Halle revealed that her first kiss with the girl came when she asked her best friend to show her how to French kiss.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Oh, man. You got to pick me up off the floor now. Oh, my God.
No, I will in a minute, but not yet.
Oh, no.
Stay in your
Wait,
chair.
There's more.
There's more.
Is there an A-fib around here somewhere? I'm not going to be able to
She said, I had the boyfriend named LaShawn Boyd. And I wanted to French kiss him, Halle recalled.
Oh, man.
But I didn't know how to French kiss, so I got my best girlfriend at the time to show me how to French kiss.
Girls do that?
Girls do that? I've never had a friend that did that.
Oh, my God. Girls do that?
No. It's your pillow.
We get. Your pillow's going to French kiss your back?
No. No.
Anyway, please continue, because I'm like...
So... Yeah. So, she came over to my house and she kissed me for like 30 minutes.
No.
Yeah, that's what Halle said.
No.
Halle then said, and then the next night I went and French kissed LaShawn Boyd.
It wasn't as good, I guarantee it. She'll never tell that story, whether it was as good or not.
But see,
with her girlfriend.
If you go to teach someone how to French kiss... Do you not feel anything? Of course you're going to feel something.
You're the nurse. Let's get clinical now.
Well, I'm not a sex ed or anything.
Physiologically, uh-huh. I believe, yes, or biologically, that, yes, something happens. Endorphins, whatever, things. Things happen.
Yeah.
Things happen. And maybe the 30 minutes went a little longer. Maybe we should listen to Bad and Bougie and see what didn't get into the news story. Because I'm pretty sure she would have said something about, well, you know, after the 30 minutes, things got hot and heavy and we, you know, had to stop.
How do you think it would have happened before 30 minutes?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's hot in here.
Your face is turning red.
It's hot.
Your
so
face
hot.
Is red. Are you sweating? Drooling, I got that, but jeepers.
Before this, only slightly obsessed, and now afterwards, totally obsessed. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.